Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar is here, too. Jeffrey's our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Safe at Home, very important book that you should have if you are a home-based business. Also, Home Office Know-How. And if you're a teleworker or telecommuter, then Jeffrey's got that book for you, too. It's called Teleworking and Telecommuting. He is the chief home officer, and he's our good friend. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. My titles are the master of the obvious, huh? If you're a teleworker and telecommuter, then you need the book Teleworking and Telecommuting.
I like an intuitive kind of guy, the intuitive kind of guy you are, Jeffrey.
Well, I think it plays to my own sensitivities, sensibilities, and maybe just duh factor that, you know, if you don't spill it out and spell it out for me, I'm kind of lost.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Human beings have an incredible gift. We can speak, we can reason, we can come up with terms and words that make sense. Why don't we use that more?
Huh? No, you either get it or you get the ability to use it, but you don't get both.
Okay, all right. Well, no, seriously, you know, they don't call me the king of Segway for nothing, Jeff, because we're gonna talk about, this is some of the stuff we're going to be talking about. You want to talk about laptop security. But, you know, what's more laptop than a BlackBerry, right?
Exactly. I mean, that's not that,
and so I was complaining earlier to Alan Friedman about what I consider to be the technology gap that and other people do too. It's not just my term, where companies, technology companies, it's like they're saying, let's have some fun with these customers. Let's not let them know what some of these things mean. Let's see if they can figure it out. For example, I'd owned my BlackBerry for 2 years before I knew that I could actually check my email immediately, not wait for it to cycle. And you know what the command is, and it's buried down the very bottom of a long menu. It says reconcile now.
Reconcile now.
That's it. Instead of, I mean, what's wrong with get mail?
Right.
They could have saved some letters.
Well, because also if you think about it, reconcile, you know, of course it means many things in many categories, whether it's your checkbook or your BlackBerry. But to reconcile to some people may mean something deeper and more significant and more daunting.
It could mean reorganize their files alphabetically. I mean, it could be a lot of different things. I mean, I know what reconcile means.
Right.
Why didn't it just say get the darn mail?
Right. Well, maybe you should be able to go in and change the file names to what you know, like when you know, a while ago, Microsoft changed, you know, at one point when you made a file name, that was the file name, you were stuck with it forever.
Right.
But now, you know, you can go in and if you save something and you give it a name or you actually hit return and the name's not complete,
right,
you can go into file manager and fix the file. But you should be able to do that in some of the menus as well, like on a BlackBerry. Go in and say, get the mail, darn it, you know, as opposed to reconcile now. So it's
right,
a little bit, again, more intuitive.
Well,
you know, along those same lines, I was at a fast food restaurant recently, and they have a new offering, and it's a sort of like burrito-like thing, but it's made with grilled or a fried chicken product. I said, look, if you want it to be healthy, you know, make it with grilled chicken. So I went in, and I went onto the website and to see, you know, menu suggestions. Sorry, we can't take menu suggestions.
Oh,
we get too many every year that we can't offer.
No.
But thank you for, you know, it's like you can't take a suggestion, you know? I mean, the last small business has stopped taking suggestions. I don't know, is you know, the guy's back working in a corporate office somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me started talking about getting into that kind of thing, plus the voicemail hell that you get into with some of these voicemail trees. But this, what I was talking about, though, Jeffrey, is plays into what you want to talk about today, which is laptop security.
Right.
Recently, I had to go best two falls out of three with a couple of security companies on my laptop. And the reason was because their capability was so strong when I upgraded to this new level of security, it was so strong it actually held me hostage from what was in my computer. I basically was having difficulty operating my computer online.
Amazing.
And to be able to go in and modify it to get it to the adjustments that would allow me to be protected and yet useful and productive, I couldn't. There was nothing intuitive about that. I was going to have to, you know, take a computer programming course to be able to figure this out. That's wrong. You know, that's wrong on many levels, Jeff.
Well, it's wrong on many levels. And
I paid them money to become frustrated. That's wrong too.
Well, it's terrible, and it gets you incensed, and it makes you think why. And then for many people, it'll make them uninstall that security measure and then leave it uninstalled, which then leaves them vulnerable as they were in the past.
You know what I did? I did uninstall it, as you said, and went and got another one that made sense.
Right. Well, and I think there's a number of issues there that it needs to be, you know, the old acronym KISS, keep it simple, stupid.
Right.
I mean, I think that applies, but often the people in the tech field sort of, well, this is simple because, you know, they need to hire some average folk to read over the menus, to read over, to take a walkthrough. And I know they do in most instances. They don't let it leave with just engineer or tech speak, and if not speak, then applicability or just usability. But they need to be more on top of how things are, how simple things can be. Like, for example, frankly, when I'm trying to secure my laptop, some of the things physically, when I'm trying to secure it, some of the things are quite intuitive. Like, for example, if you're traveling with your laptop, don't carry a laptop attaché or a laptop bag. Mm-hmm. You put it in a laptop bag, and we all know what they look like, you know, these multi-pocket things and whatever. Carry it in a briefcase. Carry it in a knapsack. Mm-hmm. You know, I carry mine in a briefcase in a protective little slip, like a slip sheath that it fits into just to protect it from being pounded around. But, you know, if somebody thinks that's a briefcase or that's a laptop, there's probably not a laptop in there, you're a little bit safer.
Good point.
Than doing that. You know, when I'm traveling, I always carry a cable lock. There's that little locking slot on the side of the laptop that you're able to slip a little expanding lock into and then lock the laptop to something secure.
Like your ankle?
Like your ankle, exactly. I have a ball and chain, so it has to be on the other ankle. So
there's a joke in there, but I'm going to let it go, Jeffrey.
There you go. Exactly. Robbie would appreciate that. But, you know, so, you know, it's just, and then how many times have we seen people sort of lock their laptop to the leg of a piece of furniture in the hotel room that you then just walk up, lift the furniture,
that's
and
right.
The laptop's free to burn.
That's when you say, here's your sign.
Here's your sign.
Stand by, Jeffrey. We're going to take a quick break. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. We got more laptop security stuff to come after these messages. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Got a little bit of a frog this morning, it looks like. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, and he's all over our website. You've got, I don't know how many, something under a million archives of past interviews we've done with Jeffrey over the years, and articles coming out our ears that he's written. Really good stuff, and I encourage you to find anything he has on our website and use it to your advantage. But he also has his own website where you can also find his books. Go ahead, Jeff.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And lots of good stuff there, and it's all free, right, Jeff? Except for the
books. It's all free. Not a PayPal application anywhere on the whole site.
Unless they want to buy the books.
Unless they want to buy the books.
We ask you to pay for those because those cost us money. Not that the website doesn't too, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Jeffrey, let's talk about some more about this laptop security. I like your comments about the physical part. But there are a number of other possible assaults on your laptop when you're traveling, aren't there?
Well, there are a number. There are a number of ways that you can be hacked. You can be assaulted, as it were. You know, people can steal the laptop and get away with it. There's a piece of software called it's from CompuTrace. And hold on, I'm looking for the actual name of the product. It's like a LoJack from a company called CompuTrace, and it loads software onto your computer, so the next time your computer logs on, assuming it's been stolen, you report it. Next time it logs on, they're able to sort of find the location
like
where it
GPS
is.
Like a GPS kind of a thing?
Well, no, it's actually a piece of software hidden back there so people wouldn't know that it's there. But
But when they log on, how do they trace it?
It's traced back through the ISP.
Oh,
and the location that it's logging. I mean, it may not give it an... It goes through, so for example, if someone's trying to use it from a cyber cafe, they're able to trace it through the ISP registry,
right.
The domain registry.
I'd like to know about that.
Yeah, so you can go to CompuTrace.com.
Right.
And learn about that software.
CompuTrace.com.
That's a good thing
because I have... You know, when I travel, I leave my laptop, you know, in the hotel room.
Right.
And you know what I do... I don't get maid service. When I show up at a hotel, and sometimes if my wife's with me, she doesn't like this, but I don't want anybody in my room.
Right.
You know, just get me some extra towels. I'll make the bed. You know, whatever. I don't need to be cleaned up after every single day. And I put the DND sign on the door.
Right.
I don't want people coming in there.
I agree. I don't like them coming in. I do lock, as we were saying before, I do lock the laptop to a piece of furniture with a cable lock to make sure. But the other thing is, you know, use encryption when saving files so that if someone does get your laptop, it's going to take them a couple extra, you know, now these aren't for, you know, many of the encryption tools out there are not, they can be hacked. It's just a matter of time.
Right.
So, but, you know, for the average person, if there's something sensitive, make sure that you're encrypted. Take it a step further, and this is what we've seen many companies, whether it's Intel or the federal government, you know, they let a laptop leave the office packed with data.
Right.
I mean, it's one thing to have Microsoft Office on the laptop. It's another thing to have your My Documents directory
filled
with
customer information
of all sorts of information. So why not store that information either to a CD-ROM or to a flash drive and carry it separately? Better yet, why not carry it? Don't carry it at all and have it so that you can log on, download it, work on it, upload it, and not a trace of it is left on your laptop. Now, many people might say that's not productive. What if I'm sitting in an airport and don't have a connection? What if I'm in my hotel room and the internet's down? What if I'm in a cab? What if I'm in the plane and I want to do some work? Then you carry a small disk, or you carry a USB flash drive, a thumb drive with some of the data packed on it. And, you know, don't carry everything on that, because God forbid you lose that. You lose the data just as easily as anything else. But again, you've encrypted that as well, so people can't get into it. You got a password protected. But the point is that you have your data available when you need it, but it's not out there for everyone to grab.
There's a website I'd like to mention while we're talking about this that these are some people that we've gotten to know. It's called Simdesk, SIMDESK.com. And it's a great service for backing up online.
Right.
And it's more than just a data backup. You can literally recreate your desktop from their servers.
Right. Well, there's a number of different applications out there that allow you to do that. Also, the ones like Go to My PC and Log Me In and PC Anywhere allow you to access your desktop remotely. But, yeah, the ones like you're speaking of that allow you to actually recreate your desktop and have it sort of floating out there and you can access it. Any of these services that allow you to store data as a backup solution, an online backup solution like connected.com or iStore, any of those, they allow you to do that. But you often, with many of them, can go in and grab select files to work on or to fetch or to give to somebody. Another thing that I'll do is I use a Gmail account just as backup. You know, I just have it out there. And so if somebody says, if Jim sends me a file and I accidentally delete it, oh, darn, okay, I don't want to call Jim or email him to have him resend it. I'll just go to my Gmail account. And because I have 2 gigs of memory, it's got all sorts of stuff going back for the better part of a year and a half.
Wow.
Depending on how much you have. With 2 gigs, you get a lot of stuff.
I need to know about that.
Yeah, so I'll go. You go and subscribe. Well, you might have to be invited. So,
will you invite me, Jeffrey?
Yes, I will.
I appreciate that. Yeah, Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. Give us the website again, Jeffrey.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
He's the best. Thanks, Jeff. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Right back with Andrew Sherman. He's a pretty good cat, too. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.